Hey guys, welcome back to May I Talk. Today, we're having the best discussion ever because I can feel it in here. I have four hefty guys, men. I can see someone is pulling out his muscles. It's like, let's bring it in. Hi guys, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. What's up?
All right, good.
All right. So season two.
Yep, we're back. So today I have Denny.
Here. Denny here.
Manny.
How you doing?
Mr. Will.
How you guys doing?
And all and wonderful Mr. Anonymous.
Yeah, man, I have to change my name, man. You know, this is season two. This is some new blood. So from now on, guys, my name is now Mr. A, you know?
All right.
Let's keep it cool.
Okay, all right. So before we begin, I know y'all heard about the passing of Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, our Wakanda forever. Yeah,
man.
He passed away, and that is quite sad, you know. I heard he got married before even passing away. And yeah. The dude is a hero. He had cancer.
Such 4 years. I'm glad we had no idea.
No idea. Man.
He had to like 10 movies before he went away. Give us something to remember him by, you know? The last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically a hero on and off the screen.
Yes, he is. And also, I mean, he was. And also, this morning I was reading that Twitter said his post is the most liked, 6.1 million likes. I mean, that's to show you that, man, these guys... Well, anyway, RIP.
It's a legacy.
Yes, and 2020 will be great for us and beyond. Do you believe it? Anyway, with you all in the house today, let's talk about some issues about our fathers. Mm-hmm. The daddy issue. Do you guys know why I invited you here today? Because I just want to hear the side of, I mean, yeah, definitely I'm going to have the female version, but today I'm having like, the guys in the house, what you guys think about daddies, the issues that our fathers have, too much love, too much hate, the protection, the absent fathers, the deadbeats, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, just like that. We're going round. But to start with, Denny.
Yeah. On that issue, speaking of daddies, geez. I didn't mean it that way, but okay.
No way.
Hey, daddy.
Speaking of that, on my dad, in my dad in particular, like my dad never, or I won't say never, but very seldom, like maybe once or twice that he ever hit me. Like, so I wouldn't say I had an issue with my dad on the physical aspect.
Okay.
Well, what I had an issue with was emotionally, like, it's getting a bit deep, but like emotionally, I just felt so distraught by the way my dad treated me. Like he would hit my elder brother or my younger brother, obviously discipline them, of course, you know. And seeing that, I would always try to never get into that situation where I would cause trouble or ever be subject to any form of scolding and whatnot. So the few times that it actually did really impacted me. One occasion like this, like my father called all of us to his room at one point. I can't remember exactly what the reason was, but then he just starts scolding us for something. I'm pretty sure we messed up somewhere along the way. And then he just starts scolding us. And I can remember at that point, I just broke down into tears for what everyone would assume was no apparent reason, because why would you just start crying all of a sudden there? And that has been pretty much the relationship that I and my dad had for quite a while. He would, whenever he scolded me, it would always penetrate my ice cold heart. and that was my only weakness then. Cause I mean, you're not beating me. For what reason are you beating me? I'm not causing any trouble. When I was younger, I was pretty much the only, I was always avoiding causing any trouble so that nobody would ever have to scold me or anything. Always do my work well, that kind of stuff.
But emotionally, sometimes it just...
Yeah, emotionally, I always felt like...
It wasn't there.
I was lacking in that aspect.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, shout out to African dads. All right, so Manny, growing up with your dad, what was he like physically? Did he beat you?
No, like, see, in that aspect, though, like,
like that is not 100% our fault because I was a stubborn as hell child. Like, you put something down here, they don't touch it. That's when I would be like, what does this button do? Like,
so you feel like you did.
I deserve most of the traction I got when I was younger. But African parents have this natural ability to go the extra mile. When you want to hit me, smack me upside the head, like pimp slap me across the face. Don't rip out the cable wire and all the like, pity me now. It's not that hard, not that deep. I usually deserve most of the things I got.
Okay. I like him, very honest. It's not the oh, I didn't deserve it, my dad.
No,
me.
I was stubborn as hell.
Okay, so Mr. Will, the one and only Mr. Will. First of all, what state are you from?
From Anambra.
Ah, the business people. I know that your people, you guys like to train kids. Like your parents like to train guys the business way growing up. Yeah. Was your dad a busy dad?
At some part of my life, he was. But to be honest, I think there's often this misconception about, the guys down east and Anambra guys about the business thing. I mean, we do a lot of that and we're happy to, but we still take education very seriously down there. So most young men growing up there would actually go the school way. And, if you check most of the educational certification exams and all that, you actually see a lot of people from there doing
Anambra,
the
best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what you just do is that when the kid is not ready enough for probably to follow the academic path, we just they could go into business.
And do you think that that has had positive impact in the lives of these young men?
To be honest, yes, because
you don't think it's too early. Because sometimes, sorry for cutting you there, they used to say that you find Igbos everywhere in Nigeria, from Ekiti to Ondo, you always find them, in each state. Sometimes I see them as young as 6-7, taking charge of businesses for their parents or for their uncles. Do you think that is actually healthy mentally, instead of this guy being in school, he's in the shop selling wire and cables and stuff? But then actually they grow up being the best businessmen. But educationally, do you think that's fair?
Yeah, that's why I say it varies with families and it depends on what the person's capability is. Most people you see going into that trade are people that either they are not academically smart enough to pursue the academic route, or that they're not really interested in school.
Wow, so they have a choice.
Yeah, most of them do have a choice.
No, I need to talk to my dad. I need to talk to my dad.
Can I just interject? let me just say this. In case I have kids and my kids are hearing me in future, wherever I am, education is overrated. Excuse me. As long as you finish secondary school, if you're not doing medicine or law, you don't have to go to school, my brother.
Or engineering.
There is online. There is online universities that you can do. You can save yourself, and then you can still be pragmatic in future. Not everybody has to go to school.
Breathe.
Because school fees is expensive. The economy is bad. This is COVID-19 time.
Okay, no, that's where he's getting upset. I understand.
I'm broke.
Come on. This is so personal. Anyway, so talking about you, Mr. Anonymous, growing up, what was it like with you, your dad, and was it there physically, emotionally for you?
I don't think I should be here in this discussion because I didn't have a dad growing up. My mom was my dad growing up. So
your dad passed?
No, he's very much alive and well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Absent.
Yeah, but absent. Yeah. He left, I think, when I was like 7 or 8 for like 15 years. So yeah. My mom has been my dad, so that's why I'm like, I don't know if I should be here. But
so on Father's Day, you tell your mom Happy Father's Day? I didn't
because my mom having to have that burden of two people financially going through this, even emotionally as well. So when it comes to that stuff, it used to give her some post-traumatic stress. So she used to really hate that thing. And then because obviously she goes to church a lot and then everybody is in church with their dad and their mom. And she used to hate that thing. So she doesn't like talking about it. So we never really celebrated Father's Day. It was just Christmas, birthdays and stuff. But my mom was my dad. And I think, the way she raised me, I don't think I ended up badly. She gave me a great structure. I mean, she was there for me more than if my dad was there for me, because he wasn't there for me. And even like, tell me, like school fees, taking care of you, my brother who came in later. So I'm not trying to say like your dad, having your dad is a bad thing. That's a wonderful thing. I wish I had my dad when I was growing up, but I survived without it. And, you know, I hope like the things that my dad did to me, I don't want to do for my own kids. So I'm trying to be a better person, you know.
Positive vibe. Yeah. All right. So, sorry about your dad. I have a dad, and someday we get to listen to this podcast and you'll get this. And growing up for me with my dad, it was a love-hate relationship at first. I mean, being the only girl, it was too tough for me. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. Do you think my dad did for me that I adore so much was the freedom to choose who I wanted to be, career-wise? I mean, I tried a lot of things and he supported me. It was not that dad that insisted that, man, you must be a lawyer. You have to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. All that. No. I wanted to do music at some point. Okay, no, he didn't like that one. Let's be honest. He didn't want the whole theater art thing and stuff. But, you know, but when we now started growing up, he started to understand that how my university has come, you know. Yeah, he would tell you, man, go into business, find something to do for yourself. But still, a part of me still felt like it was absent, because emotionally, you didn't get it. My dad is that type of guy that will say, I love you too, but I thank you. He will say, okay.
That's African. Yeah, that's African.
No, but the good thing is, I'm sure all of us sitting down here today, our kids won't tell us, I love you, and then we'll tell them, thank you.
For sure.
Look at Mr. Will's face. He's like, huh?
not to this guarantee.
The thing is, though, I found out that like it switches generations. If somebody's like mom or dad are really strict, the person usually ends up being very, very lenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kid usually resents them for not giving them structure.
Yeah.
And they become overly strict. And their kids now become really like, I think it's.
Yeah, but also, well, I feel like for me, it depends on not just your upbringing, though. It depends on who you are as a person. You know, I've seen people with terrible dads that ended up good. I've seen people with terrible dads that ended up worse, way worse than who their dad is. So this whole daddy issue, it affects women the most, let me be honest with you.
I agree, absolutely.
Yes, it does. Let me tell you, you've not seen a girl with daddy issues. She will always look for a
half
daddy.
Half of my exes.
Bro, I'm a play this shit for your mama. So you see, so that's why when I was thinking about this topic, I was like, look, women have daddy issues, so they end up looking for a daddy in every guy they meet. Is it the same for you guys, Denny?
Do you look for a father in your female companion?
Okay. That makes sense.
Please answer.
That's some Stockholm syndrome stuff.
Please answer.
No, but I have had experience with females who, I mean, they didn't look for daddy in me, like, thankfully not, but they have told me that of their own experiences of not having a father, and they have learned from that whole looking for daddy in men's situation. It always leads down, it always goes down a bad road that it's very difficult to come back from. So I do believe it's more, although I do believe it's more important for men to have their fathers, because it's who that is directly corresponding to you.
Mm-hmm.
A male needs someone who's a male lead to teach him how to be a male.
Yeah.
And a female would need someone who's a female lead to teach her how to be a female in that regard. And so I think it's more important for men to have their fathers than for women. But then importance is not really important at that point in time. if you catch my drift, you get, we need both our parents, even if it's not a male and a female counterpart. We need two people to teach us this side and need another person to teach us the other side. Regardless of whatever situation you find yourself in, you need two people to help bring up a child, because one person cannot handle all that alone.
His mom is a superwoman. She did all that.
Yeah, but that's a rare case of superwoman right there.
You know, but you know what's funny? I do believe that. I believe in the yin-yang relationship. I agree with him, because it's always good to have both sides of a theory. Very, very, because I remember sometimes like my mom's elder brothers, my uncles, like, would come and then maybe, you know, I'm so structured to doing something a certain way, and they're like, this was probably like my teenage years, and it's like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this thing. Have you thought about this way? And it actually did like inspire me to think out of the box. So in that way, I agree with you. It's good to have a balance in, you know, when you're structured, when you're growing up. I wouldn't want to have a kid now and then raise the kid on my own, or not be in the kid's life, God forbid, you know. Mm-hmm. So from my own experience in the past.
Okay, so because of what you said, let me ask you a question. During when your dad disappeared for some time, or till now, I don't know how, did he come on
my dad is like hippies, he comes and goes.
Oh my God.
He comes and goes.
All right. Wonderful. A very good business friend. Okay, so thank God. So he comes.
Yeah.
Sometimes when he comes to the house, do you resent him?
Okay, so when I was younger, I didn't, because I didn't know the whole thing, the history of what was going on, until like I got to university and I left, and I actually realized, like, you know, when you are a man, because when you're in university, I started university before I was 18. So, but then in America, you're a man, you can, you know, as we're going to go to, you know, so I knew, like, oh my God, like, financially, all these things. Because when you're in like primary school, you don't really know about school finance. You just know that you are going to school and stuff, because you're like 9, 8 years. But then when you're in university, you're like, oh my God, this person is paying for school out of the country, the amount of US dollars and stuff like that. So it gets to you. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I didn't know until, you know, the university really changed. I was like, oh wow, that, you know, I could see how my mom was suffering, just doing everything on my own. So that was a void for me. That was a deep void for me. I agree. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask Mr. Will this question. Do you think that most of the time when a man is absent in the life of his kids, it's the woman's fault?
Well, my view towards that is I'm often in between, because it varies by families, you know. There is no one rule or one situation fits all, right? Sometimes there are men that are deadbeat out there. There are men that, of their own will, they choose to leave their families, or they just don't outgrow that pre-born life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can be father at the end of the day.
Okay.
But at the same time, too, there are some women that eventually end up great in such situations too. There are women that I have this off dynamics that I often see in some families, where you have a woman that probably have certain differences with a man.
Yeah.
You know, they probably, you know, just love each other, and then they don't love each other anymore or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you see the woman putting herself in between the man and the child.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have the situations whereby, because I hate your father, I can't let him in your life, or he has to either choose both of us, or he can't get to you. You know, and I've always had a problem with that, because at the end of the day, the child suffers.
Yes.
So you have this situation where you have, because of some almost times even flimsy differences between the parents, and then you put the child in the middle of it. So because the man doesn't agree with whatever you want, he doesn't get to see the children, and eventually the man at some point probably stops trying.
Mm.
And then you have this child that you raise, probably teaching the guy that that your dad is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, sometimes the dad are still the devil, but sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes they're actually really good guys there, that just for some reasons that they can't help, they couldn't be together with the mother.
Mm.
You understand? But they still love their kids.
Yeah.
So under those situations, I feel like the mother should actually let the dad play the role in the life of the kid. You know, move on. But because you know how emotions can get in the way of our reasoning sometimes and our approaches to life. So most times you see those women just throughout the whole dad without considering the child.
The child.
You know.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like, talking from a woman's perspective, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's two things. It's either the woman is afraid that if this guy comes back, she might start liking him again, and then he would dash her hopes again and move on, or it will come back and just be a disaster. Especially maybe the woman is so rich and the guy is not. Mm. He will think about, oh, you know what, let me just stick around, see, maybe she's going to die anytime soon, and you know, take everything, you know. But I understand what you like. a lot of my friends used to say they wish they had a dad, you know, but their mom would not let them be around their dad because they have this, your dad is diabolical, your dad is this, your dad is that. Yeah, you actually said something really, really, really great. And I think a lot of men need to be, and a lot of women actually need to understand that a man has to play his role in the child's life, or else the child is just going to be useless. That's the truth. And now,
and also, I was going to add, when I said the man being in the life of the child, right? You know, sometimes the man may not necessarily come into your own life as the woman.
Mm.
That's what like some women need to be okay with. You understand that the man could actually just want to be a father to the kid, but don't want to be a husband or a lover to you.
Yeah, I get it.
And if the situation is like that, you should be okay with that. I mean, I get it that sometimes it's hard to heal from, you know, someone you really love and someone you become so attached to, and controlling our emotions, especially for women sometimes,
mm-hmm.
could really be a very uphill task, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get to a point where you understand that the priority is the child.
Yeah. Right?
And you have to put that kid first.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. I've seen a situation whereby the man is so in love with the mom, but detests his child. Have you guys ever seen that before?
Twice.
Really?
I've already seen that. Detests his child?
Yeah.
How does that dynamic work? How does it work?
So that's what I'm here. Like, I'm trying to think of why a man will love me so much, but don't love my child. You know, sometimes, like, some people say it's jealousy. It's like when you have a daughter, your daughter will not want you to touch her anymore. She wants her daddy every time. Oh, daddy, 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 you know, like that. It's just kids' jealousy. But some men are so possessive that they see their child as an enemy. Yes, wow, you're shocked.
I'm surprised by
their own child.
Yeah,
I'm surprised by that.
I've heard this few times. Manny, I'm sure you can relate to this.
That was one of the situations, like, so, but there's also like another side to it. There's another one that the father just felt like the boy was like dulling his lifestyle.
That's another way.
So he comes back to the backstory.
But like the aspect, the fast that she's talking about, I've seen that before, but that's more towards dude me. I've seen that it was the girl.
Wow.
Like the father was like, I think he really wanted a boy.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, man, yes, yes, wow.
African
mentality.
He wanted a boy. Yeah. And when he just like, his job was to pay her school fees. Like, he didn't talk to her. He tried to use money to like replace
love.
He was
even paying school fees.
He was not paying school fees. She needs to meet him like an entire year. She just has to schedule to meet her dad. And then the boy was like, the guy just abandoned him. I don't want to, like, I'm not going to mention his name, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know him, he just literally abandoned him. The boy used to have to take public transport to school.
Wow.
The guy is a rich man. Like, not saying he's like, no, he used to take public transport to school. He used to have to ask his mom to ask his dad for money. That kind of thing. Like, it was really weird.
That is deep.
That's really messed
up. That is
okay,
deep.
Okay, yeah, so let me interject in this. So, when I finished secondary school, I got admission to the US to study. And my father was against that. And wait, no. Okay, so are you guys, come on, say something good about my dad. You're letting me say it. Can I say something? Okay, so let me tell you now, because when I was 17, I hated it because I was thinking, wow, this guy doesn't want me to get better education abroad because he wanted me to go to UNILAG. Then.
Wonderful.
And God, knowing me, even me, I'll have been a God for, don't let me say it because in case my mother hears this in the video, let me know what I'll have been. But then I thought he hated me, right? But then going to America, right, for those 5 years and learning and growing there, it made me realize that my dad wanted me to be stronger, to not have a lot of things and grow up with it. And sometimes I wish I had that bringing up because sometimes I'm broke, right? And I'm very upset. I'm very uncomfortable. I feel like as if I'm going to die next day because I'm broke. But then I should be comfortable with being broke sometimes because it's life. Sometimes in life, you're going to have downtime. You're not going to get paid or something like that. But then me, I'm like, what's going on? Because I don't believe in it. I mean, I've always had everything. My mom has helped me. But then that's why I thought maybe she was trying to hate me, but she wanted me to have a rough upbringing to make me stronger in the long run. So now in hindsight, I'm thinking maybe that was a good idea, you know?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I know you thought I was going to say something bad. No.
Okay, no. No.
Have you confounded that it's working theory?
I don't know why.
Okay,
it could be.
Say, okay, so I understand what he is saying, right? Yeah. Sometimes when you have something too much, you don't value when you have nothing.
Yeah.
For me, when I was 15, my dad said, "You are going to a lorry." And I looked at him like, to do what? He said, to school. I said, okay, is mommy going with me? Is daddy going with me? He said, no, you take bus and you go. My mom came to the room. She was praying. Jesus. So I remember I was 16. My dad just came and he said, so take the money. You're going to do, there's this thing called IGMB. It's a diploma course in Nigeria. And at 16, I thought it was a joke. This guy drove me to the car park. Put me in the bus.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm serious. I was 16. He put me in the bus and he said, okay, Maria, means I'll see you. You know, till I got to Ilorin, it was a 7-8 hours journey. I was thinking to myself, wait, this is real, right? When I got there, you know, I didn't have to stay alone. I had to stay with my friends. My mom's friend's mom, a grandma. My life was like, phew. So I had to grow up on my own. I started thinking, okay, this man really hates me. I actually hated his decision for the first 1 year of my life. And I intentionally failed my IGMB.
Okay.
Yes, he paid a lot of money for it. I didn't want it.
No, shipped you off.
He did. Mm-hmm. But there was one thing is, after the first 1 year, I decided, you know, I'm going to try out writing jam one more time and see if the school takes me. I was already home waiting for, you know, stuff. And my dad, I saw him go extra mile for me to gain admission. Just traveling, going from one unit to the other. And I realized, oh, this dude really wants the best for me. But why would you ship me off at 16, though?
It's true. Absolutely.
My brothers were home, chilling.
It made me
grow. You know, but it made me grow because I started learning how to live alone. Do carpentry on my own, plumbing on my own, doing this. Mm-hmm. I have to learn the street way. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't dupe me. It's only Lagos they ever duped me once. But anyway, that's what I did. You know, so sometimes our dads want us to be strong. Our mom just wants to put us under their armpits and just protect us. And that protection is good, but when it's too much, it ruins everything. And then it affects your relationship. Now, that's what I want to talk about. You having a dad, I'm sure that your dad never spoke to you about sex, right?
He implied it in some conversations.
Implied.
I love how African parents are the same everywhere. That's the same thing.
They won't talk about it, they won't outright say.
One day you meet someone like, who you love very much and you have a family. What does that entail? You never know.
African parents are just like the Bible. You know how the Bible always records and Adam knew his wife.
They
never mentioned what happened.
Okay, but you see it now. Sorry, for cutting you right. Mm-hmm. You see the difference between African dads and African mom.
Mm-hmm.
I am blessed to have a mom that we talk about everything and anything at all, from sex to relationships. But my dad, don't let me call his name on this podcast. He has never, you can hear me, sir. You've never. And the only time my dad ever spoke to me about a boy was when I was 16 or 15. He saw me, 14. He saw me talking to a guy. The guy was not talking to me, he was just asking for direction. My dad beat the living hell out of me that day and told me, no relationship till you're 25. And I remember when I was 21, my dad said, you don't have a boyfriend. I said, no, I'm not 25 yet.
When did the switch come in?
That switch is really annoying because in your young years, they'll tell you, you must be single. Suddenly, when you cross a certain age, where's your wife?
Okay. Yeah. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a second part of this conversation in some couple of minutes. So guys, stay tuned. We will be back in a few minutes. Hey guys, welcome back to the part two of our daddy issues discussion with the mendem in the house. Yeah, Denny, yeah. Manny, Will, and Mr. A.
Thank you.
We're back. Mm-hmm. We're back. But before we continue, I have two questions to ask. Okay. If you were arrested right now, what would your family think? Manny, go.
They won't be surprised.
Oh my God!
My mom
will
be like, what has he done?
Okay. Next question. If you wake up as a woman, who would you like to wake up to be? You.
As a woman, Angelina Jolie.
Oh God, I told you that girl is hot.
Oh, good, good.
She is hot. Okay, anyway, guys. Yeah. So right now we're still talking about daddy issues and
shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Welcome to
Okay, so as we're talking about daddy issues, we've had you know, your side of the story of how your dad was absent, and the emotional daddy, and the daddy that beats, and the business, you know, daddy. So right now I want to ask you people, when was the last time your father discussed sex with you?
Never, ever. As the man will literally try to sink into the ground. They're like, Dad, I woke up with this white stuff in my ear. Like, look at the side, look all the way. I think I'm sure, I don't know if it's Nigerian fathers in general, but Yoruba fathers in particular, they will go above and beyond. Literally, I see a son take to my mom. She handed me off to my mom.
So wait,
dad?
Okay.
Ain't I a virgin forever? How did this kid come to be?
Just magic,
no.
Just like this, I'm just not there.
Oh, God. Okay, so one question: if you that your dad is not around, if you find yourself in a very bad situation, and you need to call your parents, come on, we know your mom is. Who would you go, your mom or your dad?
If I'm in a bad situation,
yeah, like maybe
a girl's pregnant,
maybe your dick is stuck in a girl's pussy.
Oh,
I tried to help maybe you. I didn't use condom. Maybe I'll call my dad. No, do you know why? Because I can't call my mom for that kind of thing. Yeah, so I'll call my dad just to give me, because he has the experience, he cheats a lot. So he
oh, God,
no, it's true.
No, you are castle.
No, it's true, man.
It's castle.
No, it's true. He has the experience. Okay, so if you want to do a surgery now, you go to someone that has only done one surgery, one that has done 55 surgeries. You go to the surgery. You go to the surgery now. Oh, I can't go to my mom.
Chile, bro.
Let me be quiet.
Oh,
Mr. A is signing out.
I support Mr. A.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. A, permission.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Off the mic.
Okay. We got it. All right, so now, still talking about dads and stuff. Do you think that you not having your dad in your life, for example, do you think it has affected your relationship?
Absolutely. So, like, the past, since my NYSC, the past relationships I've had, I've always tried to be the protective figure, and it never worked out. Because let me tell you something, you can't like try and date somebody and then you want to like be their father. You know, that's upsetting, because I didn't want what happened to me to happen to anybody else. So I wanted to always, what are you doing? How's this going on every time? Just to, you know,
you want to be a god for them.
And nobody's a god.
True.
Like, nobody. You cannot say you want to pray for everybody. You have to let somebody grow up on their own.
Mm.
And I had to learn that the hard way. So that destroyed a lot of relationships for me in my past.
Wow. So women are looking for a daddy in men. Why men are trying to be a daddy for the girl?
No, but a woman wants structure, but a woman doesn't want you to tell her what to do all the time. No,
not
that's
controlling.
Wrong. That's wrong. A woman does not want that.
Control.
That's wrong. So that was a mistake I made. A woman does not want that. A woman wants you to, yes, you are older. Yes, you are wiser. Give her some structure, but don't tell her, do this. No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Wow. This guy's got some daddy lessons. Anyway, so do you guys think that a drug addict dad or an alcoholic dad could be a great dad?
Drug addict dad?
No, right. Drug addict,
shit.
No.
I don't see that happening.
Alcohol,
which
yes.
drug are we talking about?
Thank you.
Which drug?
Are we talking,
we're talking heroin.
No, I think
marijuana does that. A heroin father, you try to sell your trousers for this.
Yeah, a heroin father.
No, no, not that. Yeah,
okay. Wow.
I think a weed dad would be cool as fuck. Like, I wish Snoop Dogg was my fucking dad.
Oh,
like, can you imagine?
I am playing this shit for your mama.
Oh my god.
All right, so Danny was trying to say something.
Isn't alcohol a drug as well? We're talking about the norm. CHOH is a drug. It's a drug.
Yeah, but when we look into alcoholism and drugs, when I mean drugs, I'm not talking marijuana. I'm talking cocaine, heroin, meth,
narcotics.
Mm-hmm. Narcotics.
As they say.
You know, I've seen an alcoholic mom before, and it was a disaster.
Was it a proper alcoholic or just a winehead? Like, you know, Sunday morning,
I cannot wake up without.
Okay. Amen.
We're talking Mallory Archer.
I'm talking
kind of
Mallory Archer.
No, she's a winery. No, I'm talking drink to bed, wake up to alcohol type of alcohol. Okay,
See, there's something Mr. Will said before. Like, everybody has a different reaction. Some people are different under the influence of alcohol. Some people are just violent alcohol.
Yeah.
Those people should be locked up.
Walking. I think that they call them walking addicts.
Yes.
Yeah. But can you be a walking addict though? Like, always injecting yourself?
Ah, some people can.
House.
Oh, shout out to Dr. House.
Wait, hold up. I thought after injecting, you sleep immediately.
That's if your tolerance is not yet high. Yeah. When you've done it for like a year, your tolerance is high, you don't sleep.
Oh, wow.
I've never injected myself.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. How would you
hypothetical.
Feel? How would you feel if you want to marry a girl and you realize her dad is a drug addict?
I'll marry her.
It's not her.
Is it not transferable?
No. Yeah, some people are arguing.
You gotta look at it.
No, wait, was she drinking when she was pregnant with you?
No, I'm talking about the dad. No.
Yeah, some things are actually genetic.
I think that
if you're drinking when you're pregnant with you, then
was that
different pass?
No, like
if it's just a guy that has an issue,
correct
me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is that you think that if it's be inherent,
and
the gene.
Yes,
but I think that even if it's inherent, there has to be like associated factors, like she has to drink as well.
Really?
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
You can't just be like taking from the first time you drink a cup of alcohol, you just suddenly get you have to know like it's my family. Same thing with every other disease or everybody disorder, mental, psychiatric,
everything.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. But like you have to have triggering factors. That's an incident. Something has to trigger it. But I've seen what you're talking about, like the one I don't mind so much.
Okay.
If you have a high-end job, like you're not even to be high, you have a stressful job, and you lock yourself in your study, you drink you clean yourself up, you don't let your kids see you. Mm-hmm. You have your low moment when you need everybody needs to cry, everybody needs to. Mm-hmm. But don't be messy in front of a child.
There is no way you'll be an addict and not be messy. It starts with lying.
You're not seeing
you get broke at some point, and then you start asking for money. Mm-hmm. And when there's no money, you start stealing. And then when there's nothing to steal, you start to sell off your stuff. And when there's nothing to sell, you die.
Except you're a Nigerian senator and you're making $200 million every month. Thank you.
Allegedly does some drugs. Now we're not mentioning the names.
Thank you.
I'm not sure these streets. 211B.
Honorable, office mic.
I'm just saying.
Allegedly.
All right. Okay, so now, yes, we know how drugs, you know, it has affected a lot of guys. Now, I know that now, this our generation, is like 100% of the guys are into one thing or the other. If it's not marijuana, Mm. It is alcohol, cocaine, heroin, crack, and coal. And if it's not that, it is full-time looking for a prostitute to sleep with.
Or assault.
Or assault, yep. Abuse, and all of that.
In the words of...
In
the words of Andre 3000.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has an addiction.
Yep. Yes.
But mine happens to be you. Woo! Everybody.
Okay, so do you guys think that our parents kind of have like do you think it's because of the upbringing?
Before I even finish, my answer is yes.
Yes.
Really?
Continue. Go on.
Okay.
Because
some people's dad don't drink.
Yeah.
Why some people a barrel of beer. So how is that the upbringing? Wow.
So let me say something, right? Okay. So when I was going to secondary school, right? Mm. Before I left home to go to secondary school, we went to secondary school, you can relate. I did not know anything about sex. I did not know. All I thought was that, oh, a man and a woman, they get married.
You had sex in secondary school?
Can I finish?
No, I'm paying this shit for your mama.
Can I finish? Can I thank you? So anyway, so I believed, right? Because before going to secondary school, I watch a movie, a ninja movie. The Ramsey Lohan he will kiss somebody, and then they are married. And I'm like, I thought, oh my God, if I should kiss a woman, or if I should even hold her hand, she will be pregnant. She will have a kid.
Nah,
but then PSS3 taught me different. when I saw what my seniors were doing in secondary school. So then I went to SS holiday, so I became a senior and myself. I had girlfriends then.
Senator.
And you know why? Biology.
You gave them the mic.
Microbiology cake. You know? So something happened. I don't know what happened. Then I realized that.
And then to your surprise.
And
you were like, I could do forever.
I could do worse. Okay. So then, you know, that's why it's important, because I'm sure a dad will give you can tell you that, bro, don't enter that room with that room. Don't enter the other room with her. If enter the other room with her, like, Buhari, you enter trouble. if you learn something, but then I have to learn the hard way. So it's very important.
All right, so now one question, right? At what age would you say, hey, son, take condom? It's time for you to start having sex.
Me?
16.
18.
Now, I'm going to ask one by one. You? 18.
18. Oh, no, 17, because by the time they turn 18, you're already doing nonsense. 17.
Okay.
Based on what I know now,
yeah.
At 16, definitely.
16, you?
16. I would say don't use it, though.
I'll say
use
but I'll
give it to you.
Don't use condom.
No. You don't get what I'm saying.
Wait.
Let me clarify that, right?
All right.
Yes. What I meant to say is that I would say that I'm not giving you this, so you feel like you have to go and start having sex.
Okay, we get it.
Yeah,
now.
But if you have to, use it.
So like I
have
to walk.
Okay. All right, so you are 16, 17. You, Denny?
18.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a high bar. You gotta set a high bar for you.
Because if you cannot go and buy alcohol in some way with your age, you cannot have sex.
True.
Yes.
You cannot have sex. What are you saying?
I'm talking about my own kids now.
Reject it.
But for me though, I think 18 is okay to start having a relationship. I kind of feel like sex is a distraction.
Wait,
hold up. I know this
hit you all.
Yeah, but that's why masturbation is allowed. You know, first of all, you have to put in the fear.
In whose house?
No, see, that's the thing. If you say, oh no, you should not masturbate, then you're setting yourself up for a guy who might end up becoming a rapist. Because it will be so horny, it will see a woman, when a woman now says no, what do you think will go into his head? Want to force her to actually have sex. Mm-hmm. So you can discuss masturbation. You can discuss, okay, if you want to have your first sex, probably don't do it with a virgin. So you're going to regret that shit.
Yes.
You're going to regret that shit. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
So for me, I feel like 18 is kind of okay. Mm-hmm. Because see, I noticed all of you bad children. When people started having sex early. Did you pass your exam?
Yes.
I passed my exam.
That's not embarrassing the most.
I passed.
You're lying. No,
I passed. I passed. I didn't get the best result, but
so,
I passed.
But for most ladies, sex is like the time of distraction. You know, the moment a girl is like, this guy is already telling you about how much he loves her. Stop reading that book more. Start, you know, texting. It's like, okay, so at what age are you going to give your son a phone to start using?
16.
You?
A phone?
A phone, like 14.
He can use as early as he 14, wants a phone, 13. Man.
A phone?
It depends on the
kind of phone,
the
right?
Dynamics of how
I'm
raising
them,
right? Is it just a phone to contact me if they have an emergency or something? Definitely we'll have a home phone, right?
I started using the phone
personal
before
phone,
I was 10 years old.
Yeah, probably when they are towards their teenage years, you know.
That's like 13? Yeah.
No, probably maybe 15.
15? You said 16. You're like.
By 10, he can have
10.
A phone.
Wonderful, Jenny.
14.
15, okay, see, phone. For me, right? Yeah. Like Mr. Will said, home phone, right? Probably when he's going to school. If he goes to school, he must definitely have a guardian or something where he can come make a phone call. Let me tell you, the first thing that destroys these kids now is
the phone. Literally.
Internet. That's where you find pedophiles.
But you can't stop it, though. That's the problem.
You can't if they don't have a phone.
These kids are scary now.
They are friends. You can't stop it. Because they have friends.
You can control it a bit, though. Right.
When I said
I wouldn't give them the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides the things they're gonna be exposed to on the internet,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually trying to help their social life. Because one thing I've noticed with this current generation is that people's social lives are literally dead. Everyone is on Twitter, everyone is on IG, everyone has the social media friends and imaginary friends that don't give a bleep about them. Sorry for my profanity, but yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Right, so I want to give them that opportunity to actually have a social life, grow up, interact, do things, actually do physical things, rather than just stay up on your phone all day. So by the time you're 15,
you're saying, right? And apart from that, look, the internet is not friendly
at all.
That's one thing I learned, and I learned the hard way. If you, first of all, you have to train your child to not give a shit about what anyone says. A child who is so emotional will end up committing suicide.
That's the truth because
once one person, maybe he or she, your child posts a picture and you're even going too far. You say, oh, so your nose look like Rogedi Baba's anus or something. Before you know, the child will look into the mirror and say, oh, mommy, see that I'm not. Oh, please, that was just an expression. So the child not gonna look in the mirror and start thinking, God, I'm not beautiful. But you know, you want to cover it up with makeup. Even with the makeup, sometimes maybe all your friends, a guy is asking them out, they're not asking you out. You start seeing yourself differently. First of all, I have to train my child to understand that what people say does not define you. So when you give your child phone too early, no matter how you put parental control, these cartoons are not funny anymore. Watching cartoons where they are saying shit and it's okay, and they call it cartoons. You know? So there is a limit to it. I feel age 16 is actually okay. Oh, your 16th birthday, you are having a phone. Your 18th birthday, you can open Instagram. You know? Something like that. Even with Instagram, self, you can't even control Instagram because Instagram is filthy now.
So what's the age limit of Instagram?
18.
Is it really?
It's 18.
I didn't even know it.
Oh, but no, I think it's 16 though.
I've seen that. That's never my question for them.
Because this thing, I went on Twitter at 13, thereabouts.
Because
that was the
which email did you use?
I think they kind of had a thing where you could actually have when you're younger, and then when you're 18, you have to do something to the account.
Oh, really? They do? Yeah. Oh, wonderful. I have no idea. So anyway, you see, social media, that's why we're like, daddy issues are like, what are these men impacting in the lives of their kids, whether they're there or whether they're not there? You know, a protective dad, too much protection for your son, he will be a very angry person. Or you find out, like, what movie did we watch that the guy's dad is gay? And it's always euphoria too. I think so.
No, wasn't euphoria the beginning when his dad died?
Her dad. No, no, not her. I'm saying the main guy.
He was bi.
He was bi. How did it start? He saw his dad's porn. The guy's always making sex tapes. He starts with little things like that. Oh, my dad is making sex tapes and stuff. And now I come across it. What do you think I want to do? Act like my dad.
Yeah.
We, children see us do something and they want to repeat it. So why don't we impact good things in them? Now if they want to go sideways, you will know you've done your best. That's it. So when we look at abusive dads, we look at overprotective dads, we look at deadbeat dads that turn out to, you know, make our moms end up as baby mamas. That is just sad.
But then, excuse me, some moms, it's want to be baby mamas. Some mom in America, especially some moms, because they get government support. Some moms want to be baby mamas,
in Nigeria,
and that's their fault. That's their fault.
I feel that baby mama title has been a bit. Yes, I see the aspect of.
Okay, that will be a topic for another day.
Okay.
Let's not go too far.
We have just
We have very few minutes to go now. So anyway. So now we thank you so much, guys, for actually even saying this. I really respect you, Mr. A, for opening up about your daddy.
Thank you,
daddy. You got daddy issues,
bro. I got love for him, though.
Yeah, we got love for him too. I've got love for your mama, and for you, Denny.
Yeah,
you sound as if your daddy's such a sweet person.
Really?
Have you ever? Let me ask you a question.
If your dad's mistress,
how would you
tune in next week? What they say?
It'll be very, very hard for me to believe, because my dad is quite structured. Although nowadays he's being more lenient in the way he behaves, and that's why I talked about the whole dynamic switch. I don't think we were recording then, but because growing up, my dad was very structured. He was the more hardcore parent in my life at that point in time.
Alcohol don't stop him from having a side chick.
It makes it hard to believe, is what I'm trying to say. So back then, let's say like growing up from age zero to like 15 or thereabout, my dad was the more structured person in my household. That kind of perspective I had of him, to an extent, I found him very misogynistic. One of the insults my dad would use on people, like when I say people, I mean me. Like 90% of the time, like I said, no one would beat me at home because I'm not doing anything to get in trouble. I see my siblings getting beat, I avoid everything they do.
Are you the last born?
No, I'm second born.
Oh, God, so, I thought it was last one. I wanted to insult him, but go ahead. They also spoke.
You can imagine. I picked up immediately from the very moment they were disciplined the first point on what not to do and how to get out of trouble. That kind of way. And so since I would avoid trouble, I would avoid people talking with me, that kind of stuff. I began to feel alienated and whatnot. It gave rise to a very weird mindset I have. But that's another way and another conversation. But anywho, so one thing that made me feel like he was very much misogynistic is that whenever he would, instead of disciplining me, he would say I'm a woman.
Wow.
So yeah, that line alone was the only thing that would receive a reaction from me. Everything else, anything, they would scold me, I'm doing this, whenever a few times.
So wait, if a friend is dating your dad, what would you do?
What would I do? Oh, yeah, that was a question. I totally forgot. If my friend is dating my dad, I find it very hard to believe because I view him as very strong.
No, I mean, if you see them, how would you still find it hard to believe?
Depends on the friend, though. Am I cool with a friend? Or
your best friend.
My best friend. I'll settle away for her to help me get money from him. See, I told you there's a reason.
They'll say, ah. No. They'll say, ah. If if I ask my dad if I want to go to this place, you say no. So you go and tell him.
You will not, of course.
Children of the world. You will be fast.
My dad's about to open a pipeline.
The reason that you are beating me now. Oh my God.
All right. So thank you so much, guys. You guys have been so amazing having this conversation with us from part one to part two. And I'm so glad I got, you know, different ideas, you know, views on the daddy issues. And I can't wait to have you guys back here for another wonderful, wonderful conversation. Mm-hmm. So before we go, who's ready for the game? It's called Never, Ever, Ever, or This or That. So you have to be fast.
Really?
Fast. All right. So I'm just going to be pointing and you'll be answering. You ready?
Let the games begin.
Let the games begin. All right. If I call your name, you answer fast.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Will, work hard, play hard.
Choose one.
Choose one.
Play hard.
Okay.
Of course.
Wow. You guys are so lazy. Danny, bath or shower?
Bath or shower? Bath.
Ew. Bah. Glasses or contact? Mr. A.
Glasses because I forget my contacts and I'll probably be blind.
Okay. Mr. Will, online shopping or physical shopping?
Online
shopping. Online,
baby. Amazing. Tablet or computer, Mr. Manny?
Computer.
Okay. So, one more question. Let's go. Netflix or YouTube?
Okay, so... It would be a surprise for you guys, but YouTube.
No, why would it be a surprise?
Because I'm a historic. I love documentaries. So
okay.
YouTube for me.
Yeah. All right. So
I know that's weird. I know you're like, what the hell?
That's so weird. YouTube for me really? Too as well. Yeah.
I think you just remember Netflix. Oh, nice.
Okay, Danny, action or crime?
Shit.
Crime.
Hannibal is tough.
Hannibal.
Money, cardio, or weight?
Wait,
he's a wait guy. Yeah. Wait.
You Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Oh, that was so cheap and so easy. No,
I hate
Facebook. Who has your Facebook?
I only use Facebook for birthdays.
Yeah, that's it.
Hell, you guys even do that? All right. People. Okay, so formal question for each person: music or podcast? Oh no, wrong.
Jesus Christ.
Music or movies?
That's better.
Oh God, I can't believe you're thinking of this, nigga. It's music.
Movies. Because, okay, for example, if you put me in an island alone and I have to stay there for 30 days, movies.
Wow.
I can't survive alone with music.
I can't do movies. Yeah, I have headaches, man.
I'm sorry.
Movies have music.
Exactly. Okay, you get it.
Exactly.
Okay, so Mr. Manny, rich friend or loyal friend? Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I want to be
a friend. I'm a friend. No. I feel so blessed.
Rich friend. You don't know that rich friend.
Because I would have picked. I may have picked rich friend. The next episode.
All right. So, dining pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Okay. You're not
gonna stand
that, right? Okay.
All right. Because you cannot make it funny.
One zero. All right. So, Mr. Will, save or spend?
Shit.
I'll go with invest.
Invest, yeah.
No, I didn't ask invest. Save or spend.
I don't regret both of them, but save.
Save again. Okay. I like spending if the money's there.
I like to spend.
All right, so thank you so much for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes,
thanks,
it was fun. Did you guys learn anything from each other?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm gonna have you guys back here again very soon.
Yes,
whenever you want.
Okay,
if I don't have exams, yeah.
Important disclaimer. If I don't have exams,
yeah.
All right, thank you so much for coming. We will be back again with another episode on, excuse me, may I talk?